So what, you ask? Why burden us with all this pedantic hair splitting? Isn't this all stuff for the musicologists? Not at all. It's of major importance to the performer and therefore to you, the listeners. For if the conductor fails to grasp the significance of that one bar vamp, his performance of the succeeding pairs of bars will automatically be reversed, hence wrong, and so will the hearer's perception of it. And that misconception will distort not only these few opening bars, but inevitably the shape and flow of the entire movement. So the performer must understand what Mozart has done, that he takes our universal instinct of symmetry and plays with it, violates it, ambiguifies it by using the equally universal process of deletion to operate counter to those instinctive symmetrical forces that operate in us. And therein lies the creativity. That's what makes it art. If any of you still find this point debatable or arbitrary on my part, Mozart corroborates it in no uncertain terms by the way he positions his bass notes on the downbeat of each bar. These bass notes are all G's, the tonic fundamental of G minor, but they alternate bar by bar, an octave apart. Obviously, the lower G with which he begins is stronger than the upper one, which is the weak alternating one. And this clearly indicates the strong, weak progression of each pair of bars. Strong, weak, strong, weak. And this progression happens to coincide exactly with the bar phrasing we've already discovered to be true. Strong, weak, strong, weak. Strong.